The only thing is, you never know where anything is. You can't find it.
Yeah.
All that tape looks the same. The only way you can find anything is to play it and hear it.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
so.
That takes a long time.
Is that the only way you can find it?
Yeah, unless, see, I got a counter here. Now you can watch the counter and get it from that. And you have to notice it as it goes on, or you don't get it.
Well, that's what I figured. Then things might be numbered where you could tell
What
you want.
Yeah, see, this keeps going over. Now it'll be 2, and then 3, and then just keep on going to 999, and it'll come up 0, and then it'll start 1 all over again.
Yeah.
So you got to watch it pretty closely. Now, some of them, you can play them fast with a sound on, and it'll just go blah, 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 like that, and make a lot of funny noises. But you can whistle in them or make a special noise someplace, and when you get the whistle, you know you're at a certain spot.
Yeah.
But this one won't do that. But it's a good machine. It's quiet. It doesn't take any effort, and it hasn't broken yet.
Well, that's mainly.
Yeah, I certainly get tired of these things that are always broken or just about to break.
Yeah.
By George, you get so many of them now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just more aware of them than my two little girls.
Yeah. Well, you'll be more aware of them as days go on.
Well, let's see, you mentioned your car. What do you do every 1,000 miles to your car? What do you have done to it?
Depend on how lazy I am. No, I usually have my car greased every 1,000 miles, or about so.
Uh-huh.
And I change oil. Oh, I used to change oil about every 12, 15, but I got to where I change oil every 2, 3,000, just change the filter, you know, and try about 3,000-4,000 miles before I change oil.
In my Dodge, they said change oil every 4,000 miles, filters every 10.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, it depends on where you drive and how hard you drive, I think, because I know that you can look at your oil and pretty well tell.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive hard and a lot of dust, you change often, I think, and if you're driving light and not so hard, it makes a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. This town stuff that I do, though, is certainly hard on.
Start and stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you burn out lots of mufflers that way.
Drive 2 miles and you get all that varnish in the crankcase and you don't burn it out. And
well, you don't get your muffler hot enough to dry it out. And it'll rust out. You leave that moisture in there and it'll rust your muffler out and tailpipes.
I've had that trouble.
Well, anybody will that drives a short distance, a lot more than you do where you drive hard.
I finally bought a pair of these Lifetime mufflers. Of course, that just means that they'll... It's just that they replace them cheaper.
Well, in other words, they charge you enough to replace them, so you just might as well buy another company.
$4.
They charge you that to replace them.
No. But actually, a muffler, I guess, it cost me about, $17.
Does it?
If I had it put on. Oh, this Dodge. It's big.
Yeah, it costs a lot to put on the parts.
Yeah.
I was pretty lucky. I drove a Pontiac 5 years, and I think I put on one muffler and tailpipe.
Of course, you didn't get in your car and drive out here a mile and a half and then stop for 4 hours.
No, I didn't do too much of that.
But that's what I did.
I generally drive, a lot of times I just drive up to town, the more I'm at, and get groceries and come back. I don't drive very much anymore.
I've been busy this summer.
I've been so too, but you see, I've got to where I don't have confidence in myself, and I think that I ought to take a chance on these main highways anymore.
Oh, they're vicious.
There's too many people that, older people don't think like younger people. And I've
in a lot of cases, that's good.
In lots of, going to here to Oklahoma City, I got a son who lives out there, and I haven't been out there to see him once in 2, 3 years, and I maybe had one of the kids to take one of my grandsons to drive me over there. But I drive out the country, I drive here every day, someplace or other, out through the country to look at the crops.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what's going on.
See how they're growing.
Yeah, more or less just to give her some outdoor exercise, more fresh air. More